This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The first aid convoy in 3 months reached Ethiopia's war-stricken Tigray region on Friday, according to the United Nations. It came a week after the government and Tigrayan rebels agreed to a conditional humanitarian truce. The UN's World Food Program said on Twitter that 13 trucks had arrived safely in Tigray's capital, Mekele, adding more trucks and fuel will follow. The 17-month war between government forces and Tigray People's Liberation Front has created a humanitarian crisis in northern Ethiopia with millions of people in need. The UN agency said its convoy that traveled from the neighboring region of Afar to Tigray was carrying more than 500 tons of food for communities on the edge of starvation. It said good progress, much more needed. We need daily convoys flowing in safely to meet the needs of 5 million people. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday the nation's economy is at full strength. He praised a new report showing the economy added 431,000 jobs in March, lowering the unemployment rate to 3.6%. Speaking to reporters at the White House, Biden said the U.S. economy is no longer on the mend, it's on the move. He noted that the unemployment rate was at 6.4% when he took office roughly 15 months ago. In its report Friday, the U.S. Labor Department also revised its employment estimates upward for January and February by a total of 95,000 jobs. Biden said that means in the last 3 months, the U.S. economy has averaged more than 500,000 new jobs each month and at least 400,000 new jobs for 11 straight months. This is VOA News. Amazon workers at a fulfillment center in New York City have voted to unionize. It's a first for the company. AP's Jennifer King has more.
In a tally overseen by the National Labor Relations Board, Amazon workers at a sprawling New York warehouse complex on Staten Island voted in favor of a union by a margin of 523 out of nearly 4,800 ballots cast. It's the first successful organizing event at the retail giant in U.S. history and a win for the fledgling Amazon labor union led by interim president Chris Smalls.
Amazon doesn't become Amazon without the people. And we make Amazon what it is.
The organizers, current and former Amazon employees, said their grassroots approach was more relatable and helped them where established unions have failed in the past. Meanwhile, Amazon workers in Bessemer, Alabama, appear to have rejected a union bid do-over led by the Retail, Wholesale, and Department Store Union. I'm Jennifer King.
The Roman Catholic Church's Pope Francis has made a historic apology to Canada's Indigenous peoples. The Pope said Friday that he asks forgiveness from God and said he is very pained about the role of the Catholic Church in residential schools where Indigenous children suffered abuse at institutions that sought to erase their culture. The remains of hundreds of Indigenous children have been discovered in unmarked graves in Canada. The Pope's apology comes after a week of meetings with Indigenous leaders at the Vatican. Canada's residential schools operated between 1831 and 1996. Their stated aim was to assimilate Indigenous children. About 150,000 were taken from their homes and subjected to abuse, rape, and malnutrition. Most of those schools were run by the Catholic Church on behalf of the Canadian government. Canada's Truth and Reconciliation Commission in 2015 called it cultural genocide. An American and a U.S. resident have been freed from detention in Afghanistan, according to the State Department on Friday. One of the pair identified themselves as brothers who were engaged in humanitarian work when the Taliban arrested them. State Department spokesman Ned Price said in a statement that Saifullah Rauf, the U.S. citizen and U.S. Navy reservist, and Anise Khalil, a U.S. green card holder, were unjustly detained and are in Qatar awaiting travel to the United States. Their release came against a backdrop of icy U.S.-Taliban relations fueled by a ban on Afghan girls returning to public secondary schools. This nearly 8 months after the Islamists seized control of Kabul as the last U.S. troops departed following 20 years of war. And recapping our top story, the first aid convoy in 3 months reached Ethiopia's war-stricken Tigray region on Friday, according to the United Nations, a week after the government and rebels agreed to a humanitarian truce.